I'm pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Murray State Racer football team, Chris Hatcher. Coach, thanks for joining me on Sounds Good today.
Yeah, we're glad to be on the show. Looking forward to it.
Growing up, were you always a fan of the NFL? And if so, did you have a favorite team?
Being a coach, Sundays we work in preparation for the next opponent. So I get to watch very little NFL ball. But being a Georgia boy, I grew up an Atlanta Falcons fan. We've had some very weak years, but still I pull for the old Falcons each and every week.
Do you have any special memories of that Falcon Super Bowl appearance?
Yeah, I do. I remember it. I actually remember the championship game. I was coaching at the University of Kentucky. I was moving in my apartment, had it on TV, and I saw us kick the field goal to send us to our first Super Bowl. That's pretty much all I remember, because the rest of it didn't go real well.
No, it didn't, did it? Well, let me ask you, when you watch a football game, I'll say for fun, I'll put that in quotations, are you able to turn coach mode off and just enjoy the game, or are you constantly analyzing different play calls or different formations, et cetera?
A little bit of both. I always start out watching the game from a pure entertainment standpoint. And then as the game progresses, I carry a notepad with me everywhere I go. And after the game's over, I pretty much filled it up with different thoughts and different things that I saw that could probably help us out. But I would say a little bit of both. But at the end of the day, it always turns into trying to make me a better coach and our team a better team.
Well, looking ahead to this year's Super Bowl, what do you think the keys to victory are for the Seahawks and also for the Broncos?
I think it's the same each and every week at any level. Both teams are going to have to run the ball when they need to. And on the flip side, both teams are going to have to do a good job of stopping the run. And I know that the Broncos throw the ball, a little bit more than anybody else in the league. But still, they're going to have some success on the ground, in my opinion, to be able to be competitive and win the ball game.
What are the benefits of having a player the caliber of Peyton Manning at quarterback from a coach's perspective? It seems like a lot of the things that he does on the field actually would make his coach's job a bit easier.
No question. He's a cerebral guy with great physical talent. He's got the experience of being in big games. And the thing about him is he's going to be so well prepared. When he gets in the ball game, I mean, he's my favorite player. He always has been. Have great respect for how he conducts himself off the field, and he's just a tremendous competitor. So I can assure you that I will be rooting for the Broncos.
What's your prediction for the final score of the game?
Well, I got a feeling that Peyton Manning is going to pull them through, and being a Georgia boy, I'm excited to see Champ Bailey finally get a shot at winning a Super Bowl. So I think just Peyton Manning's experience in itself is going to be a huge advantage, for the Broncos as long as there's good weather. Now, if there's bad weather, I think that plays a little bit more into the hands of the Seattle Seahawks.
Will the team watch the Super Bowl together as a group, or will everybody be on their own watching the game?
Yeah, we have no plans to watch it together. That's everybody kind of has their own Super Bowl traditions, and it's almost like a holiday. I always wish they would give everybody the Monday after the Super Bowl off because if you're a sports fan, it's just a great day, and I've been very fortunate. I've been to one Super Bowl, saw the Cowboys with Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman beat the Bills down at the Georgia Dome back in the mid-90s. It was just a tremendous atmosphere, tremendous experience. So I always look forward to Super Bowl weekend.
What makes that experience different, seeing it in person? Is everything just so much more in your face there? Is it the roar of the crowd? Or what is it that makes seeing a Super Bowl in person so special?
Well, I think first of all it's just the getting a ticket is very difficult, and the price of the tickets and it's just such a worldwide event. The publicity leading up to it, you think about them. I know baseball is considered the national pastime, but You know, it's been documented here recently, the NFL's, the favorite sport, you know, all across the world. And, you know, and you think about the Super Bowl being the game of the year, you know, just everybody just tunes into it. And you think about all the cookouts and the wings and the pizza and maybe an adult beverage or two that goes along with watching the game. It just makes it a pretty special night.
And finally, I can't let you go without asking you about what to expect from the 2014-2015 edition of the Racers.
Well, right now, there's a lot of question marks. You know, we've been building this program up. I think we got a very good, solid base that will continue to grow. We did lose a lot of players from last year's team. You know, we lost 24 seniors. And so there'll be a lot of new faces. It's shown in our early conditioning thus far this semester. There's just a lot of guys, they have the want to. They just don't know how to do it yet. So we're going to rely on a lot of young players. And hopefully recruiting's going well now. Hopefully we can finish up here in this last week and a half. I think it's got to make it to be a very exciting team, you know, if we can get through that tough schedule playing Western Michigan and Louisville early on in the year.
It's the head coach of the Murray State Racer football team, Chris Hatcher. Appreciate you joining me on Sounds Good today.
Well, thanks for having me.